So the numbers show that Florida is leading the nation in the rate of population growth. But when it comes to raw numbers, Texas is tops.
Texas leads a lot of the growth area statistics, primarily because Texas itself is very, very large.
Ben Bolander heads up the population estimates branch of the U.S. Census Bureau. Today's data, collected in July 2014, focuses on growth broken down by metro area and county.
Texas had 11 counties in the list of the top 50 numerical gainers, which is even more than Florida had.
Basically, big counties got even bigger. Harris County topped the list. Bear, Dallas, and Tarrant counties made it to the top 10. Texas cities were also the top two in population growth by numbers. Houston, the Woodlands, Sugarland grew by more than 150,000, and Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington gained 130,000 people. So what about Austin? Anyone who lives in the capital city blames population growth for everything from traffic to overcrowded schools to overpriced housing.
So Austin is growing a little bit slower than maybe it did at some periods in the last decade. For example, in 2006, Austin grew 4.3%. In 2007, it was 4.1%. So this year, at a little over 3%, is a little bit slower, but it is faster than it was last year.
That's the same trend the state as a whole is following. So what does slower growth mean for the Texas economy? Dr. Ray Perryman heads the Perryman Group Economic and Financial Analysis Firm in Waco. He says the numbers are more reflective of the economy rather than predictive. Take the changes facing the oil and gas industry.
To some extent, that'll be fairly immediate in that most of the people who are coming down here to work in the oil fields already know there's job opportunities when they come, and there's going to be less of that available, and so consequently, they won't be moving for the specific oil field job. So that part of it will level off immediately.
But he says Texas's diverse economy and continued growth bode fairly well, especially compared to the rest of the country.
And so as a result of that, What we're likely to find is that the Texas will continue to grow and continue to add people and continue to have strong net in-migration, but you will see the numbers continue to level off to some extent.
We'll learn more about who is moving to Texas in June when the census releases data on the demographics of population growth. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.